In terms of categorizing, how would you go about it?
I do categorize because certain people get, you know, a different version of me. I can't be emotional with everybody. I can't.
So would you say, that as a follow-up question, emotions could be like associated with someone's proximity to you, like how close you are with them or vice versa? Welcome to Corners and Conversations by Just Contributor Support. Our mission is to provide you with some form of mentorship, guidance, and resources. The purpose of this podcast is to expose you to different perspectives, experiences, and ideas. Stay tuned. No, no, say it. Say it. Go ahead, I dare you. And not me what? Doing my job? Welcome back to Corners and Conversations, everyone. We have the laugh in chief herself, Miss Dre. I just want to let y'all know ahead of time, it has been her fault all this time. She was supposed to let me know her availability, and she been leaving me on red. When anytime I inquire about the receipts of, hey, what's today look like? She'd be like, cloudy with a chance of I'm not doing a podcast, you know? So be here now. So we got to get the most that we can about this endeavor. Welcome back to Corners and Conversation, Ms. Dre. May you let everyone know where you've been this whole time.
First of all, this is nonsense, okay? What's up, everybody?
She eating praline and cream ice cream, y'all. I'm telling on her. I'm letting you know right now.
First of all, I'm done, okay? I'm done with my ice cream.
That ice cream didn't stand a chance.
It didn't. But y'all, life been lifing, you know? It's been lifing. But we here.
How you went from Somalian to Nigerian with your accent? In one sentence, with a little dash of Barbados, you know, Rihanna would be proud. All right, everybody, today's episode is about emotions. And let me tell y'all on the slick, I be trying to talk less, but, you know, the person who's on the other end of this podcast be like, no, you need to talk more. Why don't you express yourself? And then I be transparent and communicative, and then she'd be like, why are you doing too much? You know, so that's pretty much how. Oh, we live. You can say something.
I can't say what I want to see.
No, all right. Once we stop recording, y'all, she's going to say exactly what she feel about stuff.
That's nonsense.
So we're going to start with the first question. Does controlling emotions involve lying to yourself?
I'm going to say no, but I have lied to myself a lot before. That didn't make sense.
You say it don't involve lying, but you was like, but by the way, I be telling my own version of the truth. Like, did that just happen? Is that your final answer? Breathe.
It don't be my fault. Maybe
I'm not cutting that out.
I only say that because, I mean, yeah, it's controlling your emotions. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to lie to yourself about how you really feel.
Well, I guess it's not as simple.
So I feel like a lot of us have to learn this lesson at some point of our life.
Getting rejected.
Oh, yeah. At one point, I couldn't handle rejection. I didn't like being rejected. That's why I ain't ever approached men, ever. They had to approach me. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I'm glad some of them men I did not approach, you know, because they wouldn't have been worth my energy.
So would you say your type would be, this is irrelevant to the episode, but would you say your type is the ones who like you then? So the ones who approach you would be the ones you would say, oh, okay, maybe this is somebody that I could reciprocate a mutual level of interest with, right?
No.
So that's not worth your energy?
I mean, if they like me, that don't mean they may be worth my energy, because I'm going to be honest, in today's society, they don't date no more. You could sleep with somebody and don't even know their name for real. I'm so serious.
Are you saying relationships is like the self-checkout of reality now? Mm-hmm. No, I would rather an employee. I don't want a self-checkout. I don't. It's not the same. They don't apply the discounts the same way. You know what, like, I'm saying?
People don't know how to have conversations anymore. And it's sad. And it's not just relationships. It's friendships, partnerships, business.
Situationships.
Yeah, like, don't nobody know how to conversate. So it's like, yeah, you could like me, but what do you have to offer? Because I'm going to be honest, I'm a person who likes intellectual conversations. If we can't carry a conversation, you might as well just get out of my face.
And you're blocked. Yep. You be blocking people. If they don't come over here talking about E equals MC squared, you be like, I don't know if their intelligence is up enough. Well, how long does it take for somebody to, for you to see yourself wanting to, you know, have that conversation and engage with them in that capacity? Is it about that moment, the random topics that they bring up, or is it something that you already have in terms of if they could check these boxes or fit this criteria, they seem to be a well-informed individual?
So I'm more of a go with the flow type person. I could be out with friends, and, you know, got a guy, I don't know, but I've seen them around. And I mean, it could be a random conversation, mm-hmm. and I may jump in, and that's how normally that I hit it off with some people. Like,
stop hitting people.
I don't be hitting nobody. I'm not violent. I'm not violent. Don't listen to him.
So, do narcissistic behavior involves being aware of one's emotions? That was one of the questions. You had that ahead of time. You can't be surprised.
I ain't surprised. Anybody.
What is this?
I know for a fact people that's narcissistic are not aware at all. They're not.
I want to be like a part-time narcissist, though. Like, only at work. Like, during the work environment, just be a narcissist. But then when I check out, just be the caring, loving person that I, you know, already am. For the sake of balance, you know, I think people are not selfish enough in this society. Or at least transparent with their selfishness.
First off, Striplo, I don't even pick that vibe up from you, for real.
I'm trying to learn it.
No.
Yes.
You want to learn it?
Because trying to be organized in an unorganized space is the reason why there's so much animosity, right? And this is what I mean by that. What's your favorite sport? Just for the sake of discussion, what's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
All right. Now, imagine practicing basketball on a football field. Does it make sense?
No.
So you can have the skill sets. You can have the conditioning. You can have the desire to be as impactful as you wish to be, working with what you have, but that's not the right environment for you to thrive. So when you put that in context, for you to become a better version of yourself, you could focus on being a contributor to the work environment, or you could focus on developing what gives you a level of fulfillment and satisfaction, right? So it's the needs of the workplace versus your desires. Somebody who is a narcissist become oblivious to other people's intentions, right? I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but what I'm saying is you are not putting yourself first in terms of regulating self. You will always be adjusting to other people's endeavors. So if I'm going to have disagreements at work, what sounds more productive? Me doing what gave me a sense of fulfillment and joy and hell with everybody else, or trying to follow policy and procedure in a place that it seems to escape other people and their decision making.
To hell with that job.
What did Denzel Washington say? He said, don't confuse movement with progress. Come on now. That's not the quote you wanted me to say, but that's what I'm going with. Your turn.
The quote.
If this was a live podcast, I'll put a little tick at the bottom. And every time you laugh, it's just going to be up one. And before the beginning of the episode, it'd be like, how many times did she laugh? Guess in the comments. Whoever gets correctly gets a prize.
I laugh a lot. Yes.
Never noticed.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not.
About that quote. Would you like to come back to it later?
Yes. Yes.
Can you blame your emotions for your actions?
Yes, but then again, I don't agree. Can't always use your emotions as an excuse. And I'm going to say this. It's a lot of people out there who do things they shouldn't be doing because of their emotions. And they don't think it through. And then that's how y'all get in situations that you can't get out of. Nowadays, some people have... Now, if you don't have no type of attachment with this person, it shouldn't be hard to walk away. Now, some people, it's, oh, I have kids, or it's this, it's that, da, 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 da. Well, what I had to learn was to mentally prepare myself. Because sometimes the person you're with is not the person you're meant to be with. And even if y'all do have kids together, it shouldn't come to a point where you feel like you have to stay with this person because they done made you feel like, because I done heard men say this, oh, you're not going to be able to be with no one else because you got kids, or sometimes they will strip away your independence to the point where they make you so reliable on them, and they also have constantly been the person to let you down as well. You get to a certain state of mind where you lose yourself. Mm-hmm. So not only are you trying to heal from that, which goes back to the narcissistic, you know, behavior, you have to mentally build yourself back up. And that's something that I had to learn to do. Like, I had to basically teach myself to gain my independence back, basically. And knowing that, okay, hey, I know I'm not going to be with this person for the rest of my life, so it's going to come to a point in time where I know for a fact I'm going to have my kids 100% of the time. I'm going to let y'all women know, and single men too, it don't matter if you have
kids. Thank you for thinking of the fellas.
Yeah, I mean, men go through it too.
When we talk about the emotions that are invested, you know, like a lot of the songs, when you look at like modern R&B, not back in the day, right? Back in the day, they was in love. Well, at least based off the songs I listened to, I was like,
I said, that's the love I want. I don't want today love.
Yeah, but nowadays I listen to music. It's still great music out there. Let's be clear. But it comes at the expense of I don't want to be seen as vulnerable. I don't want others to view me as somebody who's head over heels for someone that I want people to know I'm invested in, but I don't want to look too desperate while being invested in, type of thing. It looks like instead of the relationship being the focal point of growth and development, it's now more of the wonder of how do other people see us in a relationship? Like, I don't know when those politics became so influential in terms of you have to fit a certain characteristic or a certain expectation, which normally doesn't align with reality here. Like we're thousandaires, but we're trying to have millionaire problems, right? We're trying to keep up with something that we all know everybody's broke. Let's make that clear. Everybody's broke. Regardless of what level of broke people wish to rationalize it as, whatever. But you can't do what you see everybody else is doing and still wonder why you're not able to be as fulfilled or satisfied with what you are afforded, right? Now, the emotional part of it, and I ask myself, you know, if it's somebody that I'm very interested in, am I doing whatever I can to make this work? Is one aspect of it. But the catch 22 with it, in terms of the, I call it the bait and switch effect, is, does the person that I'm fully invested in, do their actions reciprocate that? You know, so for some people, it's the, they've purchased something for them, and it's not the item that was important. It was the fact that they bought it that makes it valuable. Makes sense?
Yes.
So it fits the emotional aspect of it. But somebody else would be like, that's like they come out with a new iPhone every year. Why are you so excited about this? And it's not even the top tier. It's the cheaper model. Why are you happy? And it was like, because said person purchased it for me and you just jealous, you know?
Right.
And so that mix that go back and forth in between that, I think certain aspects of it, I'm going to say this and we can move on, or I'll get your input because you're sharing great input. The other aspect of it is they're comparing their real life experience to what is considered societal norms. Like I start looking at, you know, TV shows and movies from other countries and their definition of romance and how to show affection with each other. It's not the same. You know, typically like for the sake of discussion, like American based shows, it's like, oh, we care about each other, but in a toxic way. But when you look at other cultures, the way how they paint two people being interested with each other, it's more of like family politics and the dynamics of it. So like this person cares about this, you know, significant other, but it's like their family. It's like, no, you're like of a higher tier of worth respecting. Like It'll be better for you politically to align with this person because their family is affluent. Their family have this, their family have that. And it's like, you know what? On a level of drama, I would rather deal with that compared to you're not keeping up with the trends and what's going on in society. Like nowadays, if you're not posting the person you are with, you're ashamed of them. You know, why? What are you hiding? Why are you not out and about with your significant other? I saw y'all at Mardi Gras. Why you didn't do X, Y, and Z? And it's like, okay, I thought we was in a relationship. I didn't know you was part of this agreement. I didn't know what the dynamics was. Like you unknowingly become part of someone's habits and lifestyle that they think they have access to you in areas that should be restricted to the person who you're with. Like the conversations some people have, like just in the workplace or just out and about in general. And they're just having discussions and it's like, but that, I mean, you don't think that's a bit much for you disclosing that type of information around people? Like, no, that even if that's how you feel, why are you so comfortable expressing that outwardly? That's an internal struggle. Why are you making it an outward discussion?
Well, I agree. I feel like...
Agreed at which point? I made multiple points.
That everybody try to reflect off of what they see on social media, which has been a big problem. Now, I will admit, when I was in a relationship, I feel like my boyfriend had to post me.
Because he had to let him know, you the main chick, not the side chick.
Oh, I got a private life and that, like... And I felt some type of way about that. But as I got older, I was like, okay, I don't care to be posted. And sometimes it's like, I also made another point. I dated someone and I was like, man, I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all. I wouldn't want a person to post me because I would be embarrassed. Like, all of knowing because of who they are as a person. And honestly... Also, I feel like another thing people should stop doing, and I'm still working on it myself, stop telling your friends, your family, your business, because everybody gonna have their input, everybody gonna have their say so, but at the end of the day, one or the other gonna end up taking the other person back. But at the end of the day, y'all can't mimic what's going on, what you see on social media. Like, you got women that want their body done. Mm-hmm. You got women that want to look like these Instagram models. You got men out here, grills in their mouth, buying all this jewelry and fancy cars and stuff like that. Like,
and broke for a season. Don't get me started.
I have no interest in that. And as far as the whole women getting their body done, like, what happened to just being natural? Like, I can understand you working out in the gym, you know, and you put that hard work in, and I can see people going to get surgery to remove loose skin. That's understandable. I know at all certain aspects, women go question themselves because everybody deals with insecurities. Especially if you was to get cheated on, you questioning yourself. Oh, do I need to look like that person? Do I need to be doing what that person doing? Like, and I feel like that's where a lot of us start losing ourselves.
You got me over here reflecting on life. Well, since you taking a brief laugh break, I as you were discussing it, I've always realized this, but I have a habit of exiting a relationship before that even is a conflict. Like before there's even an opportunity of there's someone else in the conversation or for somebody that I'm very fond of, you know, in the beginning, what they call the honeymoon phase, just, oh, this is an interesting person. We have a lot of characteristics, or we tend to complement each other. We may not like all the same things, but I can see why they would have an interest in this, even though that's not my thing. Right. That becomes in the questions once I realize who are in their circles. Like, it's I've realized I've become more judgmental because who they chose to be with. Like, one love, great conversation, right? Until I realized who, you know, she was cool with. And I was just like, wow, like, that's how little you think of yourself. I'm gonna need you to stay over there until you figure out, you know, it's what's going on with you. And that's how it be. or it would be based off the timing, right? So anytime I would go overseas, I don't want to treat it like it's World War One or World War Two, and it's like I'm going to be gone, and you can only talk to the milkman until I get back. Like I don't want to have that type of dynamic. The thing that always sticks out to me is I can't stomach somebody saying I've sacrificed X, Y, and Z to be with you, as if, and it's the tone that they're saying as if they could have did better, but they chose not to, type situation. Yeah. Another quote. Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to agree with what you said. Nothing wrong with.
Oh, but thank you for agreeing. You know, is there something you disagree with? Let's get that on the table. We on the record.
Wrong with removing yourself from a situation before a conflict pats on occurred. Back. Because that's how, and it ain't just with relationships. I tend to do that with friendships as well. There are people that I'm close with, and I see who's in their circle, and it's like, okay, I see what my mom mean when they be like, certain people can corrupt you as a person.
I agree.
Like, and I'm gonna be honest, love them to death, but it's like you're not who you were when we first you know, became cool. Now that you're around this person, you're different. And everybody say, "Oh, okay." I'm gonna be honest. A code was broken. Girl code was broken.
Gasp,
bruh. Once loyalty is broken with me, I will not look at you the same. I'm sorry. Like, things certain things I would not tell you anymore.
Right.
And then it's just like the conversation just would not be there anymore. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to have to let you go. Like, it's no beef. It's no bad blood. It's just you're a totally different person.
Right.
Than I thought you would be. It's more so of, no, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed because, okay, this is who you really are. So,
and emotionally, the aspect that typically the ping pong match that I have with myself, it's more of the, is this who you've always been, or when did you become this person? Because regardless of where the answer falls, it's, why wasn't I that attentive? Why didn't I pay attention to that? What were the signs that could have gave me that indicator? Or did I see something but convince myself it's not worth highlighting? You know,
could be an issue too, because I've ignored many signs only because when I was younger, my issue was I didn't like being alone. Like, I always had to be around friends, or if I got out of one relationship, I got in another one. So I'ma just be honest, I ain't ever allowed myself to heal from friendships or relationships because I had the fear of being alone. But when I started being by myself at home, it became so peaceful. So peaceful. Like, I don't really, it's a lot of things that I just lost interest in. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to know what I like and what I don't like. I'm into...
You categorize it?
Yeah, like... Honest, I got friends that listen to, you know, ratchet. I'm a twerk and all that. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, we can have
About a slim, fine woman with some... on what?
Yeah, you know.
City Girls? You know? Cardi B?
Yeah,
this is a respectful podcast.
That's not me anymore. Like, I be on the chill R&B, you know.
We derailing. So look. Should emotions be categorized as good or bad, or some type of level of sorting out these things? And for context, there's times where I'm more frustrated with myself, but I don't wish to share that with other people. But I'm still in a common space where people could pick up on it. Right. And so sometimes I label that as in terms of categorizing, it's like I would rather that remain a private moment, but that wind up manifesting in public type situation. Or it'd be times where I'm frustrated and I don't know the root cause of why, but I don't wish to experience that alone. Like, sometimes it's just going by somebody and just, hey, let's just go for lunch. Oh, well, no, I'm just trying to, we're going to go for lunch. Yes, we, we're going to go for lunch. Okay. Oh, I ain't know it was that serious. Thank you. Because it's one of those, you don't want to be experiencing that by yourself.
Okay. We can go for lunch.
It's not about you.
I know. I'm just saying, friend, if you ever need to go to lunch.
That's what I be talking about. No, now you want to be vulnerable and honest while we recording, huh? Y'all be lucky I ain't got the sticky note. I'll slap it on the screen right about now.
Wait, what sticky note?
We're talking about emotions. So how, in terms of categorizing, how would you go about it?
I do categorize because certain people get, you know, a different version of me. I can't be emotional with everybody. I can't.
So would you say, that as a follow-up question, emotions could be like associated with someone's proximity to you, like how close you are with them or vice versa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because so what I'm saying is it may be times I can be emotional around somebody, but I also pay attention to how they react at that moment of time. Because some people, you can be ugly crying, and they could just be sitting there watching you cry. They could be sitting there talking about you in a text message. This girl sitting by me crying. I don't know what to do. I think I'm about to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know how to be emotionally available.
Mm.
Only because they, you know, that's how they were when they were growing up. Mm-hmm. Or they didn't have that.
A skill that they learned.
Yeah. So,
they think it's like the TV shows type drama.
I suck at being affectionate. I really do. Like, I'm going to be honest. That's something I'm working on because
it's not confession hour. Hold on. Don't be telling them all that. They don't even know us like that. Like,
I'm being honest. I'm learning that when I became a mom. Because my kids, y'all don't know how many times a day I hear, "Mommy, I love you. You're the best." And my kids become, "I want hug. I want kiss." And the cuddles when we sleep, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, it melts my heart.
Activate your feelings.
I'm working on being more affectionate. And then, you know, you go around people and it's like, okay, now you done woke homeboy up. You know how people be like,
Wait a minute. Who is homeboy?
I can't say the N-word when people be like,
"Oh, wait, well, we got the context now. Thank you for the clarity."
And it won't die, you know.
Right.
He sleep, so let him sleep. But you know, you get around certain people, and
now with that being said, can emotions be the cause of what someone else chooses to do? Like, I know previously we talked about self in terms of emotions, how that may influence actions, right? But have you ever seen the emotion that you would express either willingly or involuntarily, how someone adjusts based off of that? And I asked that question because I recently watched something. It was a little real short video on social media. And the gentleman was saying that the reason why it's so hard to ask for help is because the people who you ask are so quick to publicize it. Oh, you won't believe such and such did this, did that. And that would gave me that reminder when you were saying you would have like a, you know, an event or a vulnerable moment. And it's like they're now trying to use that as a topic of discussion instead of, can you just be human for once? Like, does everything has to be an agenda or manipulation or some type of angle, you know?
Or, you know, some people can just be basically feeding information to your enemies.
You think they do that knowingly, though?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. My trust right now is not it with certain people. True. Like, and I pick up on that energy because it's like, that's why I said I'd rather watch what I tell people now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people shouldn't even be in your business, for real. But I watch what I tell people now because I know for a fact I can't be looking for me in other people. People going to do what they want regardless. And I've been a dumping ground for others. But at the same time, I'm not finna go out here shaming you because we not friends or this, that, and the third. Now, the only thing I would probably speak on is, hey, I don't agree with how I was treated or this, that. but I'm not finna go around, you know, bashing you as a person or spreading your business.
Right.
When you can't be openly and vulnerable about this situation, you was looking for me to console you. So
now sometimes they mess with me too. Now if we're being now transparent, some people, like some
they come to you, but you can't. You're not gonna get the same from them, and sometimes that sucks. Like, okay, you came to me about your situation, but I would, you know, I'm looking for to get the same in return if needed. And I'll be, it's only one hand I can count on of how many people I can actually call and vent to, for real.
The hand of God.
So
now, now it's, and the what I would say is that it would get under my skin where you would assist somebody through their time or they're vulnerable or they're just not at their best, because everybody has that. Or what I was telling someone the other day, I was like, everybody go through it. It's just your turn, you know?
Right.
And doing whatever you can to get through that drought is what I typically call it as well. You know, that there's nothing fruitful, or you feel as if you're not harvesting enough of what gives you a sense of fulfillment or satisfactory. And like, you assist somebody through that time, you know, and then it's like, they tend to forget that you was there during the worst parts of their experiences, and the way how they conduct themselves, they try to downplay the influential role that you played in them healing from that experience. And so it's like, on one hand, you are observing a version of someone that they're trying to become, which is, I don't knock that. Like, by all means, you put yourself in a position to condition yourself to be the person that you aspire to be. I'm not opposed to that. But it's like they're forgetting the reason why they were inspired to get to that point. And they're also forgetting the people who was there being an advocate in their corner. And it's like their ultimate goal, I can't prove it, but this is what I tell myself, like their ultimate goal of being the next version of themselves is trying to become a roadblock for anybody who had access to their former self in that sense. So like how somebody would break up from an unfavorable relationship, and they'd be like, just block them. Just, girl, don't deal with that. Or the gentleman be like, dude, like, why she even have access to you on social media? That's the problem, right? And it's like, I can understand why somebody would do that to prevent someone from causing harm to them. But the opposite end of that coin is they're trying to cut people off who contributed to a better version of themselves. And so on one hand, like I would have disagreements with people a lot, but it's not my place to express that to other people. Right. And then it becomes this weird, the ripple effect, as I like to call it. Somebody will have a dislikeness for someone, and I'll be like, oh, well, you know, I hope y'all work it out. Now, keep in mind, I'm having a disagreement with the same person, but it's like, why be an advocate for that? And then now they become cool again. Right. But they want me to act like they didn't like each other. And so it's like you become proficient in recognizing when not to speak on things. But some people would characterize that as you being fake, you being phony, because you're not adding to their hate group in their time of need for ammunition to go to war with that person.
I'm going to just be fake then.
We got to wrap this up. Is there anything else you wish to discuss to people during this lovely discussion of emotions, actions, and the balance between the two?
Yeah. So I just want y'all to hear this quote.
Just took 20 minutes to find it.
This quote really stood out to me, and I just really want y'all to listen to it. It's a quote by Denzel Washington. So I hope y'all enjoy.
All right. If you're rejected, accept it. If you're unloved, let go. If they choose someone or something over you, not everyone you love will stay. Not everyone you trust will be loyal. I don't care about losing people who don't want to be in my life. I've lost people who meant the world to me, and I'm still doing just fine. Do not follow the majority. Follow the right way. You can feel it when someone is not being real with you. Energy never lies. Always speak how you feel and never be sorry for being time. Give people space. Don't beg anyone to stay. Let them roam. What's meant for you will always be yours. I feel so much better when people don't know where I am and what I'm doing. You may not be able to control every situation and its outcome. Can control your attitude. It will come back to you in unexpected ways. Be happy with what you have while working for what you want. Remember that some things have to end for better things to begin.
Period.
Why don't you put the TikTok noise at the end? That wasn't a quote. That was a whole monologue.
You said period, and TikTok said, and another thing. That was a very impactful quote, and I'm going to summarize with our lovely Denzel of the Washington Upper Crest the Third said, don't trust nobody out here. That's pretty much what he said. Don't trust nobody. Don't be connected to nobody. You know, the best things in life are free, and stop letting people play with me. Okay, that's pretty much what he was saying. Y'all have a blessed day. Take care of thyself. And remember, look left, then right, then left again before you catch yourself in these streets. All right? Y'all have a good one. That was a good one. And you just laugh. Y'all have a good one.
And there you have it, folks. Another episode. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. If anyone wished to be a guest, please feel free to let us know. New episodes are released every other Friday. For more information, visit jcsupport.org. J as in just, C as in contribute, the word support.org. Check the description for details.